Dear reader, if you have just picked up this book, then it is not too late to put it back down. Like the previous books in a series of unfortunate events, there is nothing to be found in these pages but misery, despair, and discomfort, and you still have time to choose something else to read. Within the chapters of this story, Violet, Klaus, and Sunny Baudelaire encounter a darkened staircase, a red herring, some friends in a dire situation, three mysterious initials, a liar with an evil scheme, a secret passageway, and parsley soda. I have sworn to write down these tales of the Baudelaire orphans so the general public will know each terrible thing that has happened to them. But if you decide to read something else instead, you will save yourself from a heapful of horror and woe. With all due respect, Lemony Snicket.
This life was for this abyss of war's destroyed. Even in the darkest forest, fireflies are
a series of unfortunate events. Book the sixth. The Ersatz Elevator. By Lemony Snicket. Performed by Tim Curry. For Beatrice. When we met, my life began. Soon afterward, yours ended. Chapter 1. The book you are holding in your two hands right now, assuming that you are in fact holding this book, and that you have only two hands, is one of two books in the world that will show you the difference between the word nervous and the word anxious. The other book, of course, is the dictionary, and if I were you, I would read that book instead. Like this book, the dictionary shows you that the word nervous means worried about something. You might feel nervous, for instance, if you were served prune ice cream for dessert, because you would be worried that it would taste awful, whereas the word anxious means troubled by disturbing suspense, which you might feel if you were served a live alligator for dessert, because you would be troubled by the disturbing suspense about whether you would eat your dessert or it would eat you. But unlike this book, the dictionary also discusses words that are far more pleasant to contemplate. The word bubble is in the dictionary, for instance, as is the word peacock, the word vacation, and the words the, author's, execution, has been cancelled, which makes up a sentence that is always pleasant to hear. So if you were to read the dictionary rather than this book, you could skip the parts about nervous and anxious and read about things that wouldn't keep you up all night long, weeping and tearing out your hair. But this book is not the dictionary, and if you were to skip the parts about nervous and anxious in this book, you would be skipping the most pleasant sections in the entire story. Nowhere in this book will you find the words bubble, peacock, vacation, or, unfortunately for me, anything about an execution being cancelled. Instead, I'm sorry to say, you will find the words grief, despair, and woeful, as well as the phrases dark passageway, Count Olaf in disguise, and the Baudelaire orphans were trapped, plus an assortment of miserable words and phrases that I cannot bring myself to write down. In short, reading a dictionary might make you feel nervous, because you would worry about finding it very boring. But reading this book will make you feel anxious, because you will be troubled by the disturbing suspense in which the Baudelaire orphans find themselves. And if I were you, I would drop this book right out of your two or more hands and curl up with the dictionary instead, because all the miserable words I must use to describe these unfortunate events are about to reach your eyes.